bridal shower with Bacardi punch, jello shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, and have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Crowds are beginning to gather in Butler, Pennsylvania for today's Trump rally, the former president returning to the site of July's assassination attempt. Supporters ahead of the event say they felt compelled to come.
We're here to support him and try to protect them.
It's historic, and I wanted to be here to support my president.
Election day now a month away. Vice President Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. She's visiting communities ravaged by Hurricane Helene. At least 220 are dead across six states. New troubles for Florida following Helene. Tropical storm Milton has formed and churning in the Gulf of Mexico. The storm expected to intensify into a hurricane and could hit Florida next week. Israeli forces carried out fresh airstrikes in Beirut today, continuing to target Hezbollah sites. More than a million Lebanese have been displaced in recent weeks. Monday also marks 1 year since the Hamas attacks in Israel. This is ABC News. Severe heat keeping its grip in the West. Residents could get a break, though, from those triple-digit temperatures later next week. The heat wave, though, moving into the Rockies. The National Football League, under pressure for years about safety precautions for its players, now touting improvements that have led to fewer head injuries.
The NFL says rule changes and equipment changes are behind the 24% drop in concussions during the preseason. The 44 reported, the fewest since the league began keeping track in 2015. The equipment changes include the Guardian cap, a soft pad worn over a helmet, mandatory in practice for some position groups. The rule change affects kickoffs. The league says there were some concussions, but fewer injuries overall, stemming from what's considered football's most violent play. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Authorities in Congo began administering Mpox vaccines today, nearly 2 months after the outbreak began there. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life oil filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine at a high near 78. It will be breezy, winds out of the southeast at about 30 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, lows of 47. Sunday, sunny and breezy with a high of 62. Monday, sunny and 67. For Tuesday, look for sunshine and a high of 69. Wednesday, sunny, 72. That's WRDN weather.
Right now, it's 68.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work, and we know how to play. We're from the country, and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Out there touring this fall. I'm from the country, kind of like it that way. Hey there, I'm Linda. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, making us a part of your everyday. We appreciate you. It's Lone Star. I'm already there.
He called her on the road from a lonely, cold hotel room, just to hear her say, I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. A little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair.
I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayers. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone. Said, I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love that we share? Oh, I'm already there. We may be a thousand miles apart, but I'll be with you wherever you are. I'm already there. Look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love that we share? Oh, I'm
keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You look surprised. You didn't think you'd see me kicking up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right.
On a set two presets. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. It's steel guitar, steel her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like way. And right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. I've been wasting quarters waiting for just in case she shows. And I'll be back tomorrow. I gotta find her.
George Burge, proud of Austin, Texas, has written so many songs for other people like Carrie LaVox from Rascal Flatts and Clay Walker, just to name a few. Hey, in just a couple of minutes, more favorites with Luke Bryan in Alabama.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey. I'm Andy,
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as a storm blows through, and I need you. 'Cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave me you. We're seeing a divine conspiracy, that you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool, and I God gave me you for the days of doubt. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't wanna learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset. Baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got me flying. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
This is Sammy Smith.
Sammy Smith leads up the back straightaway for the final time.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
A triple-header weekend of playoff racing at Talladega Super Speedway continues today with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The playoffs opened 1 week ago in Kansas and saw the leaderboard turned on its head. An early exit for points leader Justin Allgaier has led him to entering what many call the wild card of the playoffs, below the cut line. However, if Allgaier could score his first ever win at Talladega, that would erase the disappointment of Kansas. There's another playoff driver who's looking to replicate his success at this track from the spring. Jesse Love tries to block. They come to the inside. Three wide. Now four wide. They're crashing. Joey Gase gets turned. Checkered flag is in the air. And Jesse Love gets his first career NASCAR Xfinity Series win. That victory was the first in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for Jesse Love, and it locked him into the playoffs. If he can do the same today, it will lock him in to the round of eight. 250 miles stand between 38 drivers in the playoff picture becoming a little bit clearer. The United Rentals 250 is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Race number two in the round of 12 as the playoffs continue here this afternoon. Welcome to Talladega Super Speedway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. This afternoon it is the United Rentals 250, 94 laps, 250 miles, 38 race teams ready to take on this 2.66 mile racetrack live on the Motor Racing Network. My name is Jeff Striegel, alongside as always Alex Hayden and a championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon from the Barney Hall broadcast booth. And Alex, we start this race in the middle of the round of 12 with Kansas last week, Talladega today, the Roval in Charlotte next weekend. What can we expect here this afternoon?
Easily said, the unexpected. You have to have that on your mindset coming to Talladega Super Speedway when the green flag flies. But you have a good fast race car. You have some good pit stops out there. And try to avoid any kind of trouble you could possibly avoid coming to the checkered flag. And you got yourself a chance to have success here. Heck, when you look at it, five of the last 10 Talladega winners got their first ever Xfinity Series win. When you think about April, it was Jesse Love. Brandon Brown did it in 2021. Jeb Burton also in 21, Justin Haley in 2020, and Spencer Gallagher in 2018.
All right, so how do you predict this race, crew chief Todd Gordon? You've been here, you've done this. It probably makes you pull your hair out when you get here, but it is Talladega. You've got to figure out a way to accomplish a tall task, and that's finish this race and hopefully go to victory lane.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those that you have to figure out where you want to be on the balance of just raw speed or having a car that can take a push when it gets it. That's the things that we had Drew Billickenstorfer talk about it in the broadcast for our qualifying show. Just trying to get a car that somebody can work with you. You can't engage and stay engaged in these cars. They can only bump. They can't stay engaged. But if you can take that bump securely, guys will continue to give it to you. Those are the things I'm going to look for out of cars today.
All the drivers getting ready to be introduced to this big crowd on hand here at Talladega on a sun-drenched day. They begin to huddle up behind the main stage down there in front of the grandstands. We'll hear from some of the starters when we come back.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by Jeffy Lowe.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
The Motor Racing Network and Ally Bank have partnered to honor women in motorsports. This week, we highlight 2024 NASCAR Hall of Fame Landmark Award recipient Janet Guthrie for her contributions in motorsports.
Back then, there was nothing more fun than a slingshot pass where you were drafting a car, dropped back a bit, and then ran up into its wake and used the extra speed to go out and around. I don't think they do that anymore. The sport has changed almost beyond recognition. I would have had a hard time using a spotter, especially since a lot of the time the radios didn't work anyway. What I used instead was a special mirror that provided a complete view of anyone behind me.
The Motor Racing Network honoring women in motorsports was brought to you by Ally Bank. No matter what you are saving for, whether it be race tickets, a car, or a new home, you need the bank that's your ally. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Thank you, Susie Armstrong. Janet Guthrie, what a pioneer, not only in NASCAR, but other forms of motorsports. An aerospace engineer by trade, and privileged to have her be a part of the sport of NASCAR racing.
Yeah, that's for sure, Alex. We're going to get you downstairs and hear from some of the drivers before we put them under the green flag. That coming up in just a moment. Right now, let's remind you of the 12 drivers that are racing for a championship, and I don't know that we can refer to any of them as being comfortable, but at the top of the list is Cole Custer.
Yeah, he gained 20 points last week at Kansas Speedway by virtue of his finish and solid strategy as far as the stages go. Chandler Smith is 36 points to the good in second. Austin Hill plus 26 points. Sam Mayer plus 13. Sheldon Creed gained 13 points. He started last week at Kansas below the cut line, finished at the checkered flag, 10 points to the good. Shane Van Gisbergen plus 8. Jesse Love plus 3. And Riley Herbst plus 1.
So then you look at the drivers below the cut line coming into Talladega. Justin Allgaier is right there. Down 1 to the cut line. A.J. Allmendinger down 13. Parker Kligerman down 15. And Sammy Smith right now sits 12th on the playoff grid. He's down 23 coming into Talladega.
So much can change by virtue of earning stage points here today. Stage 1 is 25 laps in length. We'll go another 25 laps to lap 50 to wrap up stage number 2.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Sheldon Creed leads all drivers in the Xfinity Series this year in top five finishes. He's got 14 of those. Six of his 14 top fives were second places. Top tens, well, they're led by Cole Custer. He's got 19 top 10 finishes. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway. As promised, we'll hear from some of the drivers now before they climb aboard their race cars to go racing here at Talladega Super Speedway. Young Carson Quapel, what a year it's been for him, driving in a late model around the Southeast. He's won a lot of races there. Just picked up a big win at the Valley Star Credit Union 300 at the Martinsville Speedway. But Steve Post, he's got other things on his mind today.
What a week for Carson Quapel. The biggest late model race, the Valley Star Credit Union 300. You knocked that off, won the Grandfather Clock Saturday night in Martinsville, and this week it was announced a full-time campaign for Junior Motorsports driving that number one car. Carson, how do you even process how good this week was?
I really haven't got to yet, honestly. It's just been after Martinsville, going into here in Talladega, it's just kind of been a wide open, just trying to prepare as best we can. And we've been working in the shop on the late model for the last few days, getting that thing fixed up for Martinsville, but I've really had to switch over, I guess you'd say, and focus on coming to Dega and executing best I can and just trying to figure it out and learn along the way.
Figure out and learn. What types of things do you expect you're going to learn here with this unique style of racing at Talladega, and what would make it a good day to come out of here with this learning process?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's going to be a lot of things that I guess I'm freaking out about, but it probably won't be that bad once I'm in the race car and making laps. So I'm just going to try to use the first little bit as just a figuring it out type of deal, and hopefully towards the end I feel comfortable with the car and the car is under me good, and we can kind of hopefully contend for a win if we're still there. And either way, just trying to get as much experience as we can for next season.
That's Carson Quapel. He says next season, because it is going to be a full-time campaign. The youngster doing a great job here for Junior Motorsports, and he will go full-time next year. Starting here, mid-pack here today at Talladega Super Speedway.
Maiden voyage here at Talladega for Carson. Not the same for a couple of drivers below the cut line in playoffs. Let's start first with A.J. Allmendinger. He is outside by 13, Jason Toy. But if he can do what he did here back in 2022, all things will be good. He won on that day. He wants to win here this afternoon. A.J. Allmendinger will start fifth, and he's with Jason Toy of Barboursville, West Virginia.
Well, Jeff Strieger, let's talk to A.J. Allmendinger as he walks his way towards his car. And down below that line, you got a good series of tracks here. And then, of course, next week at the Roval, you've been able to find victory lane here before. What do you got to do today to get it done?
Just try to be there at the end, really. I mean, it's the way this racing is. And you, at the end of the day, I always say here, there's always a great chance of being in the big one. I just don't want to be the cause of it. So I've been on both ends. I've been the cause of it. And I've been in it, so we're just going to try to keep this Morse Chevy up front, do all we can, and hopefully we're there at the end.
So what's the big priority here? Try to get as much stage points as you can, survival at the end. Obviously, that's one thing of it, but to go for the victory, that will cure everything to go on to the next round.
Win gets you in, and you know, it's I hate saying this, but the way I've been on the road courses this year, for whatever reason, probably got a better chance to win this weekend than I do next weekend. So I got to race like that, and that's the plan.
All right, he's running the win. A.J. Allmendinger getting ready to start things off here at Talladega. He will roll things from the fifth spot.
He will. Allmendinger, one of the hardest guys on himself, but that's also what drives him to continue to be better week in and week out. Young Sammy Smith is ready to go racing here today. Sammy, however, 23 points down on the playoff bridge. He needs to climb the leaderboard on the playoffs. That means he's going to have to score some points and maybe even a win. Let's hear from Sammy Smith. He's with Dylan Welch from Carmel, Indiana.
Yeah, not only does he need to climb the playoff points leaderboard, he just needs to climb the leaderboard today on the racetrack, starting 27th, Sammy. So what options are available for you to just not only gain points yourself, but gain points on others as you try to close that gap?
Yeah, it's going to be tough today. I think be aggressive. Obviously, we didn't qualify where we expected to, but I think we have a lot of handling in the car, and hopefully that helps us with how hot it is. And it's kind of unknown of what the race is going to be like, if it's going to be chaos or if it's going to be pretty easy single file riding these first couple stages. So we'll see, and hopefully we can get up to the front and get solid stage points.
All right, we'll keep an eye on Sammy Smith as he tries to close that playoff gap and also advance through the field, Steve.
Parker Kligerman starts in the sixth spot down here, getting some pictures made with some friends, some sponsors, some folks down here as he will roll off from position number six here. Always good to catch up with Parker and get the pictures made here. Parker, processing Talladega, 15 points below the cut line, starting in the sixth spot. How do you put in the blender and pull this all apart?
Man, you know how it is. We just got to go do what we've done at these super speedways, and that, most importantly, like we did at the summer Daytona race, score top five stage points in both stages. That gives you the leeway to be more aggressive in stage three. We got to go after this. Some of my team has said, bring back the trophy to the steering wheel. I don't know if we quite have to do that, but you know, this is a big opportunity for us. We've been so close to these things. I love Talladega. I love everything about it. I love the track. I love the party in the infield. We got a great group here. Scott Borchetta's here, our owner. So hopefully we can get this spike cooler Chevy up front and keep it there.
See what happens with it, that's for sure. That's Parker Kligerman, a two-time Truck Series winner here at Talladega Super Speedway. Jason?
Well, the man that will lead us to the green flag today will be Jesse Love, as he'll start things on the front row. His teammate will be on the outside. Richard Childress, his owner, is down here too. Congratulations on the pole. You've done the hard part. Now you got to stay, or the easy part. Now the hard part, you got to stay up there. What's it going to take?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be smart all day. High calculated decisions, right? I think of these races like a chessboard. There's, at some points, you know, 30 moves you can make, right? But there's really only one right move. So, you know, today, got to listen to my spotter, be smart, keep ourselves out of trouble, right? But to be in it, you got to be flirting with it. So just going to go try to be smart today and see what we can do.
All right, trying to get points, stay out front. That's going to be Jesse Love. He'll lead us to the green flag here at Talladega. Dylan?
Sheldon Creed starts in the fourth spot, and teammates are always important here, but you're racing a couple of your teammates for points and an owner's championship in one case. How do you guys all take care of yourselves today, but also work together as a team?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to be next to teammates, and obviously those RCR cars are fast right in front of us. So today's all about scoring points for us and staying up towards the front, hopefully not getting crashes, and have a shot at winning. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that we have a teammate next to us. Obviously, we both need points so we can help each other get there. And when it comes to the last lap, all gloves are off and we can go for a win.
All right, Sheldon Creed starts fourth today. He's 10 above the playoff cut line right now, Steve.
Austin Hill starts in position number two down here. Every time we go to Daytona, seems like he wins. Every time we talk to Talladega, it's a little bit different. Austin, what do you need to do here today to finally compete for a win here at Talladega Super Speedway?
Honestly, I think just do the same stuff we always do. It just hasn't worked out at Talladega. I mean, that's how these Super Speedway races play out sometimes. As Daytona's been so good to me, Atlanta's been so good to me, but a place like Talladega just hasn't went our way. There's been plenty of times that we've came to two to go and about to take the white and we're leading the race. That actually happened earlier in the year when my teammate ended up winning and ended up wrecked getting into turn three coming back to the white. So yeah, I mean, I'd say that we run up front just like we do anywhere else on the Super Speedways. It just, this track hasn't worked out for us. So maybe today's the day, maybe it's not, but hopefully we can get out of here with a decent finish. Even if we don't win, we just need to get stage points, stay up front all day, and just come out of here with a solid finish going into the Roval.
Austin Hill, he starts second here this afternoon.
No, he and Shane Van Gisbergen lead all drivers at the Xfinity Series level with three wins apiece, Alex. And for Austin, all three came on drafting tracks. Shane Van Gisbergen, all three came on road courses.
Yeah, they're specialized wins, I guess you can put it. They would both love to win in different disciplines of racetracks, but you got to do what you got to do into your strengths, and Austin Hill certainly has been strong. He's led a ton of laps here at the Talladega Super Speedway, has Austin Hill, and to his credit, he understands you're going to have good days and bad days, and sometimes when you're at a drafting track, you're going to have them going half mad days.
Yeah, that's for sure, and it can happen right here in a hurry. The last 10 races at Talladega Super Speedway at this level have been won by Chevrolets, and Austin Hill is in one of those. Right now, let's take you trackside as we get ready for today's event. Pre-race ceremonies are on deck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise as you are able, remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as Rehoboth High School Navy Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome Talladega Super Speedway Emergency Services Communication Supervisor, Reverend Jeff Sauls.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Jehovah God, we just thank you for the beautiful day that you provided to us. Father, we ask today, as you provided safety for everyone to come today, that you'll do that again during this race. Protect the race driver, their teams, Father, the track services workers as they respond to calls on this track. Lord, we just thank you for that. We praise you for who you are, Lord. We also want to lift up, Lord, the people that have been affected by the hurricane. May you restore their property soon. May you provide relief for them quickly. Lord, we love you. We thank you through your son, Jesus Christ, as we all come together to say amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Talladega Super Speedway's very own Tanner Johnston.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
With three military helicopters passing by overhead, famous Johnny Ray semi-truck with the giant American flag goes racing by the grandstands. Drivers all take a peek at that. Now they'll slide into the cockpit of their race cars. The NASCAR Xfinity Series is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Looking for motorsports podcasts you won't find anywhere else? Check out the Motor Racing Network's lineup of exclusive podcasts. MRN Classic Races, Junior's Journey, The Many Hats of Jack Roush, Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, 50 years of MRN, Jeff Gordon, a colorful career, and the tough trucks of NASCAR. Find these and more MRN exclusive podcasts on podcast providers and MRN.com.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Give it a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race car today, pal.
Pro boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the United Rentals 250 from Talladega Super Speedway. Brought to you by United Rentals, official equipment rental partner of NASCAR. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real unlimited data, less dollars, more sense. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Here at Talladega Super Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers getting set to go. They did qualify earlier today. No practice here at Talladega, but there was one team that struggled to get their car through pre-race technical inspection. As a matter of fact, they were busted for a penalty. More on that in just a second. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Talladega Super Speedway. It is the NASCAR Xfinity Series getting set to fire engines for the United Rentals 250, along with Todd Gordon and Jeff Striegel. I'm Alex Hayden, high atop the tri-oval here at Talladega. In a moment, we'll bring our three turn announcers in. They'll be Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, and Dan Hubbard. We've heard from our three pit lane reporters already. Steve Post from Halstead, Pennsylvania. Jason Toy from Barbersville, West Virginia. And from Carmel, Indiana, Dylan Welch.
Eric Almirola is not racing for a championship, but that team is. The number 20 car is racing for a championship, and Eric drove that car to victory lane just a week ago at Kansas. But a penalty, an infraction. He was penalized during inspection, a windshield violation. He will drop to the rear and perform a pass-through penalty after taking the green. Todd Gordon, that's a big hit.
Yeah, it is. And with these Xfinity cars, it's just something they had to work through. See how they recover today.
They're going to fire engines right now.
Talladega, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Senior Superintendent of Robbins & Morton, Noah Johnston.
Drivers, start your engines!
38 Xfinity Series engines come to life down on pit road. Coming up, it's the United